Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Just because some winter weather has arrived does not necessarily mean that the ice is safe enough to venture out on. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department has issued its annual reminder to be cautious when venturing out onto the ice this winter. Although there has been a few cold days, that does not mean that the ice is necessarily safe to walk or drive on. A rule to remember is that the strongest ice is clear with a bluish tint, and weak ice has a milky appearance from consistent melting and refreezing. Also, if the ice is less than 2 inches thick, be sure to stay off. You need at least 4 inches of ice in order to safely fish or ice skate. For a snowmobile or an ATV, at least 5 to 6 inches of ice is needed. At least 12 to 18 inches of ice is needed in order to support a car or a small truck. And for a medium-sized truck, you need at least 12 to 15 inches of ice. And another local and regional news for today. A new multi-use market pavilion is being built in Port Austin. A $4.6 million pavilion that can be used year-round will be a hub for a variety of activities and events. It is expected to be completed in late 2026. It is being built where the former Port Austin High School gym at 8861 Line Street used to be at, that had been abandoned for several years. That was razed back in 2024 because the old gym was becoming a public health hazard. When the new facility is not being used as a market, it can also be used as a pickleball court, a shuffleboard court, for vehicle shows, and as well as an ice rink. To help with the conversion to become a useful site, the village received a $2.5 million community development block grant from the Michigan Department, from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. For more information about the Four Season Pavilion, you can go to the Port Austin Village Facebook page. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Pallet, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray. So I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Ho, ho, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hundreds of police officers are scouring the Brown University campus and nearby neighborhoods in the hunt for a shooter who killed 2 people and wounded 9 others in a classroom. The search stretched late into a second day after the Saturday afternoon shooting on the Ivy League campus in Providence, Rhode Island, during final exams. Police have released surveillance video showing the suspect calmly walking away from the scene. The suspect's face is not visible in the video, and investigators say it is not clear whether the suspect is a student. The university president, Christina Paxson, says that she was told 10 people who were shot were students. And in other national and international news, an Arctic air blast swept south from Canada, spreading into the northern United States. Meanwhile, residents of the Pacific Northwest brace for possible mudslides and levee failures as floodwaters slowly recede. Thousands of people have been evacuated. In the nation's heartland, big cities like Chicago and Minneapolis face dangerous wind chills. On Saturday, Grand Forks, North Dakota, it felt like minus 36 degrees. The cold air mass pushed south and then east with winter advisories as far as Alabama and Georgia. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.